It's Allie Adams with you for another podcast to be named later, Cubs podcast. Let's check in quick with the NL Central. First place, Pittsburgh Pirates. They have a record of 9-3. Milwaukee's at second at 7-6. Chicago, they're even at 6-6 in third place. Fourth place, St. Louis Cardinals at 6-7. And Cincinnati is in fifth place with a 2-10 record. Chicago Cubs pretty much at about the same even place that they were a week ago. Before we get into the Pittsburgh series, wrapping up Milwaukee, game two was kind of an interesting game. Wanted to talk about that for a second. Cubs did lose 5-4. Kyle Hendricks, he looked good in the beginning, but then he gave up four runs in the fifth inning. Things kind of fell apart, including two home runs. Even though it was a loss, something that I did like about this game and something that I kind of enjoyed was that the offense got Milwaukee's starting pitcher out in the third inning. That's what we want to see. That's what we want to see from our offense. That's what we want to get back to seeing. But in general, Milwaukee, not a bad series. Cubs won the series by taking the third and fourth games. So they took 3 out of 4 in Milwaukee. So not bad. Cubs then came home and lost a series to the first place Pittsburgh Pirates. That was kind of bad. The home opener, it was postponed due to snow. This is actually kind of cool. A bunch of the players posted photos and videos of themselves and teammates playing in the snow. I watched an Instagram live video of Javi Baez where he literally ran around the field in the snow pretending to be his teammates, doing things like standing at third base and saying, "Look at me, I'm KB." He then turned the camera around to the dugout where about a dozen of his teammates were huddled together. Not sure if they wanted to come out into the snow, but many of them did, and they posted stuff on social media, which is always kind of fun to see. Even though we didn't get to see a game, we still got to see some pretty cool stuff going on that day at Wrigley Field. In the Game 1 Wrigley Field opener, Cubs lost to the Pirates 8-5. Tyler Chatwood, he had a fairly underwhelming start. He seemed to have some pretty good stuff going on in the beginning of the game, but as the innings went on, he gave up quite a bit of contact. Chatwood went 5 innings and gave up 5 runs. The other runs came from Mike Montgomery in relief. For people who really get into the numbers, Chatwood gave up very little hard contact, just over 17% hard contact, and just 3 batted balls over 95 miles per hour in exit velocity, and just 11.8% soft contact. This may be something to watch. I'm keeping in mind that it was a cold day. Depending on the player, that can really hinder or help them. On a positive note, he did strike out 7 and only walked 1 batter, which is something that we've talked about being a problem for Chatwood. Another huge bright spot in that otherwise kind of forgettable home opener. Javi Baez went deep twice in that game, but more on that in just a minute. Game 2, John Lester had another rough start, but the offense came through. Cubs won 13-5. Lester allowed 4 earned runs in 5 innings. Eddie Butler proved that he is human. He allowed 1 run in 2 innings pitched. Whatever. The big story from this game was the offense, which included another 2-homer night for Javier Baez. Chris Bryant and Albert Elmora Jr. each had 3 hits, and Ben Zobrist, who's been awesome so far this season, he drove in 2 runs. Game 3, after a 13-run game the night before, the offense seemed to have gone back to sleep for Game 3. Cubs lost 6-1. Kyle Hendricks didn't have an awful outing. He allowed only 2 runs in 6 innings. Nothing that, you know, shouldn't have been made up by our offense. But yeah, that didn't exactly happen. It was one of those games where the usual worries of the offense and the bullpen kind of came together in a bad way. Justin Wilson allowed 4 runs in less than 1 inning. Ouch. That one hurt. But Steve Cishek and Carl Edwards Jr. allowed no runs and only 1 hit in 2 innings in relief. So that's a good sign. The takeaway seems to be from this Pittsburgh series, it's still, I think, a little bit of a concern when it comes to the offense and what exactly new hitting coach Chili Davis is doing. We know that the offense is there. The capability is absolutely there, but unfortunately, so are the strikeouts and so is leaving runners in scoring position. And these are things that, of course, there's time to work these things out. We're only 2 weeks into the season, but I do think that it is realistic to be nervous about this stuff because it was a big problem in 2017 and it seems to have carried over into 2018. But again, when I say that, I also realize that I have to kind of pause and remember that we're only 2 weeks in. The starting pitching seems to be a bit of a concern, but again, I just keep repeating to myself, it's only the second week of the regular season. There's plenty of time, but no matter what, it still isn't a good look to drop a series to your, at least at this point, your biggest division rivals. And speaking of division rivals, it seems that we're only 2 weeks into the season and we already have the play the game the right way police out in force. And I use the play the game the right way police in quotation marks. After the game the other day, Pirates manager was quoted criticizing Javier Baez for a bat flip that came the night before. It's after Baez had popped out in the seventh inning. Pirates manager Clint Hurdle said, quote, "You watched their kid flip that bat last night. Where's the respect for the game? The guy hits 4 homers in 2 days, so that means you can take your bat and throw it 15, 20 feet in the air when you pop up like you should have hit your 5th home run. I would bet that men over there talk to him because I do believe they have a group over there that speaks truth to power." Where to even exactly begin with this? Okay. First of all, what Clint Hurdle probably didn't know, at least I hope he didn't know this, was that right after the previous night's game, which he's criticizing him for, Javi Baez told the press when asked about his 2-homer night, the first thing that Baez said was, quote, "You know what I learned? How ugly I looked on that fly ball. I tossed my bat really high, didn't run to first base, and one of my teammates came up to me. You learn from it. I was mad about it. I was mad how it looked for the kids, for the fans, on a night where he got a curtain call." This is how he reacted. He didn't talk about the 2 homers. Instead, he talked about how he actually felt bad and was embarrassed about how he reacted to a pop out. And again, also, Pedro Strop was the person who mentioned to him how it wasn't a good look. Pedro Strop, who gets criticism and is told he doesn't play the game the right way because he tilts his hat to the left. I mean, I get it. I really do. I understand that when it comes to managers and players, you have people that look at the game differently. They play the game differently. Just on the Cubs, you have certain guys like a Kyle Hendricks or a Chris Bryant who just keep their head down, go out, do their business on the mound or at the plate, and that's it. But then you also do have guys like Javier Baez or Anthony Rizzo or Wilson Contreras where, yes, there is a certain energy, fire, swag, whatever you want to call it. And also, this is something that has been asked of Joe Madden in the past, particularly about Javier Baez. And Madden has said that he would never, ever want to stifle Javi Baez and change who he is. He would never want to put his fire out. No matter what you may see, and I know a lot of this comes more from criticism of, you know, swinging out of his shoes or, you know, getting a little too hot dog on a routine play, but Mann has said multiple times that he would never, ever want to change how Javier Baez plays the game. And that's what I want to see. Even as a fan of baseball, I don't mind seeing things like, you know, Javier Baez getting a standing ovation for a defensive play or Anthony Rizzo yelling, "Respect me," after a base hit or, you know, Bryce Harper doing a good, well-deserved bat flip. I think that is something that baseball needs, and I think that's more than fine. When it comes to Pittsburgh, I think that there's something a little bit deeper here. I think that, honestly, a lot of this goes back to 2015 and the wild card game. Call me crazy, but I think that this is something that Pittsburgh and Clint Hurdle has still held on to, that for whatever reason they feel like in 2015, Chicago robbed them of something that should have been theirs, and maybe it should have. I don't know. That wild card game, they ran into the buzzsaw that was Jake Arrieta at his peak, and you were not going to get by him. Remember, that was a pretty chippy game. They actually ended up hitting Arrieta, benches cleared, and it was a pretty big deal, and Cubs won and ended up going on and getting to the NLCS and losing to the Mets. But I think that this goes back to that, to be completely honest. And, you know, I get it. And I don't necessarily think that that's a bad thing. I mean, it's a good thing to have good teams in your division and to have good games that fans on both sides want to watch and, you know, something that fans are going to watch all season long. For baseball, I think that's a good thing. Of course, I wish the Cubs right now were, you know, undefeated, but it's good to have this kind of stuff going on in the division. In 2015, going back to that year, that was pretty awesome to watch Pittsburgh, St. Louis, and Chicago be neck and neck. At least towards the end of the season, I think it was pretty close, if I remember correctly. I think St. Louis came out really hot that 2015 season, but things got really close in the NL Central later in the season, and it was fun to watch. It made for interesting baseball. But don't get personal. Leave it on the field. If you have something against Javier Baez, strike him out twice. Don't let him hit two home runs two nights in a row. But back to the business at hand. Offense, still a concern, I think. At this point, I'm actually more concerned about the starting pitching than I am about the bullpen. I think a really big thing for probably not the Atlanta series, but it looks like St. Louis, Anthony Rizzo will be back. Pun not intended. He was placed on the DL with back soreness, and he should be back in the lineup on Monday against St. Louis. Cubs, they are kicking off the series against Atlanta today, and then Monday they welcome the St. Louis Cardinals to town. Again, thank you so much for listening. I am Allie Adams. It's a podcast to be named later. We'll talk next week.